comes from Brian out of Lakeland. It says, Dear Freak Show, I'm getting married April 2021. I'll be doing something I never thought about, and now, I've never thought about, and now everything we do is for this milestone. It's kind of crazy. It's beyond crazy. My fiance and I are both 24, and while we're young, we both know that we want, we both know what we want together, and we got this. Well, her parents have been very, very involved in this whole process. They're old school and they're paying for everything, so I do not mind that. They're really churchy, though. So we had to do this counseling session for pre-marriage with the minister. Like, all in all, it was a lot of stuff that you don't really think about down the line, but I was blown away when he said these words. In sexual intercourse, loving married couples declare, I give you all, and right there, I blacked out. Like, I'm getting ready to have sex talk with the minister. I looked at her, and we are not about to talk about sex with this minister. And she looked back at me like, oh, my God, this is happening. Dude, he gave us a list of questions. And the first four or five we discussed with him, and he gave the rest for us to discuss on our own. What ways do you want me to show you I'm interested in having sex? Give me details. That was the first one that he said, and it says, what love-making positions would you like to try next time we have sex? I'm sweating bullets as he's asking these questions, and he's telling us, don't be shy. This is the sanctity of the marital bed. You have to discuss these things. Foreplay faces, places that we like to make a part of our thing, places we want to go and have sex outside of the bedroom. These were all questions that came up with this man. I'm freaking out. Now, my family isn't religious like this, and so I didn't know if this was really me being punked or if this is something real. Is this what people actually go through? Because it's shocking to me that I've never heard about this from any of my friends that are married. Is this crazy? I didn't want to lie because he asked about certain things, so I changed the subject matter to something else. But I remember when she lied a few times about her B.O.B., the battery-operated boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you're not supposed to have that, and she totally lied and said she didn't. What did we just do? I don't know what we experienced here, but this was the craziest thing I've ever sat through. Signed, Brian from Lakeland.
It is kind of crazy, and some of those details,
Hold on. To get married, you have to talk to the minister about foreplay and about positions and stuff like that?
Oh, Dobby.
Yeah, I mean, you have to talk to him about everything, and so one of the things is sex.
Absolutely, it's sex.
Like, they talk to you about finances, they talk to you about
careers, intimacy, children, commitment, all that stuff.
Yeah, like how when he said those first questions or whatever, like what your expectations of sex are.
Yes. Also, conflict resolution, how to get through a marriage.
How to argue.
Yes.
How to financially, like, they approach a lot.
And supposedly, by the way, it's very smart to do this, and I was very thankful, and it is weird and awkward sometimes, and I totally get why she lied about the whole B.O.B. thing, but a lot of people just fall in love, and then they get married, like, real quick. We see it all the time, even with celebrities, and they never talk about all these important things that you're going to eventually have to figure out together, and that's what breaks up a lot of marriages.
Did you go through the premarital stuff? Did you have to talk about the sex side? Like, how did it happen? Because this is a Catholic thing, or is this just a Christian thing? Because, I mean, I wasn't Catholic, and I had to have a meeting with the pastor.
Yeah, I'm Roman Catholic, and we definitely sat down not only with a therapist, but with a financial person, and it was set up all through the church.
Yeah.
And then we had to do a retreat, too, with other couples. And every single one of these topics, it wasn't lightly talked about. It was in-depth.
Let's see. Tiffany is on the phone. Hey, Tiffany, did you go through this kind of counseling?
Yes. Me and my husband did that before we got married.
Now, was it awkward having this kind of conversation with a stranger, or was it therapeutic for you?
It was therapeutic for us. The therapist, well, the pastor wasn't really intrusive with the questions that she asked. It was just more thought-provoking things to, you know, just get us thinking going into marriage. You need to think about all that before you say I do to somebody.
Wow. Okay, so you would recommend, like, this kind of, like, sit down? Because a lot of people think it's weird. Like, Davi's looking real strange right now.
Well, I think it gets weird when they ask you, like, specifics. Like, if the minister wants to know your sex positions of choice. I don't think I'd give that.
Okay, well, okay. You know, all right. Well,
we can find a common ground there.
Right. Yeah, some,
you know, tomato, tomato. Okay. All right, sweetie, I appreciate it. Jasmine's on the phone. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? You went to this meeting, too?
I did.
Okay, so a little strange, a little weird having, like, the minister man talking about all your stuff, but did it get weird?
It did get weird. There is way, and me and my now boyfriend, well, I guess he's still my fiance, always joked that it ruined our marriage because it never happened because the counseling was so in-depth. I didn't want to say that. I don't think the pastor's trying to be a creep. He's just trying to get into detail because it really does shine a light on whether or not y'all should be married.
So you ended up not getting married after that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't because of the sexual conversation, although I'm still calling out my boyfriend for telling the pastor about my B.O.B. or B.O.B., whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, that battery-operated boyfriend.
What part of it was it that showed you weren't ready for marriage?
We ended up having a really in-depth discussion about kids, and we realized we were not on the same page as how we want to raise kids. We both agree we want them, but just we both need to figure out our own, I guess, relationships with our parents and how it is that we want to parent before we take that step. And we kind of realized that that's a big, I don't want to get married to someone if I'm going to really dislike their parenting style.
Wow. So that's good though. Now,
yes.
Most people wouldn't have backed out that way. Now, was it a recommendation from you guys that maybe we need to slow down, or was it a recommendation from behind the desk?
That was kind of, I think it was a little bit of both. I feel like the pastor was trying to push us to get ready for marriage. Like,
yeah.
He didn't want to back us out of it. But that was another aspect, is even the counseling for us. I think I'd recommend people to just go to a maybe non-religious therapist, unless you're both in the same religious spectrum, because his family's Catholic.
Yeah.
And my family's Baptist. So that alone, we were like, I don't even know how we're going to
merge our kids into this. Yeah, I can imagine that.
Do you still see yourself marrying him?
Absolutely. Okay. I think that was like 2 years ago, and then I feel like we've actually opened up so much more from that counseling session. We were together for like 4 years and never even really had super deep conversations about this. We just thought Christian was Christian, and it wasn't going to be a big deal.
Okay.
And we're going to figure it out as we go. And I feel like now we've had a lot more conversations with our families and each other about these sort of things.
Good for you.
I like it. That's a good way to end it. I like that. That's a good positive spin on this. Mm-hmm. That's good.
It went
from creepy to classy. I like that. Thank you, Jasmine. I appreciate it, sweetie.
No problem.
All right, you have a good day.
These are conversations everybody should have.
I like that.
I still think this pastor, preacher guy,
he was doing the most.
I think he's going a little too far.
He's like, so what you like to say? Like, all right, let's call you. Can we
role
play? Turn the lights down. We about to role play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.